are the champion. The one that holds the line and finishes the mission. Everything that you want is within your grasp. You wake up in the morning ready to dominate the day. And every step taken is with purpose and integrity. Because you were not put on this planet to live a mediocre existence. You were here to conquer and make the biggest impact possible. Not only for yourself, but for your family and for your tribe. This world is a battlefield, and we will be victorious. This is the Norse mentality.
Everyone says they want to accomplish as much as possible in this life. But then when we take a step back and we look at what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, week by week, year by year, it's very evident that people are not taking it as serious as they should. Now, this is a trap that I have fallen into in the past. And when this has happened, I always try to dissect it and figure out what is the underlying factor here. Why am I sometimes fully driven, ambitious, wanting to just squeeze as much as possible out of life? And then why is it that other times I just kind of become complacent, that internal fire isn't as big as it should be? And the conclusion that I've came to revolves around death. When I remind myself in the most positive way possible that I'm dying and that I want to live life as much as possible with my time here, and that life is finite as far as the time that we have available, that is what lights a fire underneath my ass. And then when I look at the rest of the world, I believe that it could be the same thing. We are not reminded of death as much as our ancestors were. They were reminded of it on a daily basis. For one, we don't have to hunt for food anymore, most people at least. We also don't have to go to a funeral for usually 10 to 20 years at a time. But whenever you are reminded of death and that your clock is always ticking, that is what lights a fire underneath your ass. But it also takes an appreciation for life. Now, when you were a nurse, you probably didn't struggle with this as much, but I'm sure you realized it.
I wish that there was some kind of data percentage to pull from to where people who were dying, I wish I could see the percentage of people who were facing regret in that moment. And I would comfortably say that that number is heartbreakingly high. I would say that that number is well above 70% of people who are actively dying. Their last days, weeks, months spent on this earth are full of regret because they did not live a fulfilling, action-filled life.
That is the one thing that terrifies me the most, is living to an old age and wishing that I would have done more, having regret. Now, I'm going to have regret. Sometimes you do what you think is best, and then it turns out that was not the right decision. Maybe you caused someone pain and suffering. Not intentional, but it happened. You're going to have some sort of regret in life. The more you can let go of that, the best. But I'm sure there's some things like you can just never let go. And that's okay. It was a lesson. You learned from it. And then you probably didn't repeat that moving forward.
Well, I'll address the regret is not living a life that you are happy
100%.
With.
100%. Yeah. So I was going to get to that as well. That is the biggest regret, though. You're going to have some regret. I wanted to clarify that. But the regret that we are referring to is wishing that you, as an individual, would have done more with the greatest gift imaginable, which is life. And the more that I learn to appreciate life and everything that it has to offer, the pain, the suffering, the happiness, the tears, whatever it is, that is what gets that internal fire going. That is what makes me want to accomplish as much as possible, because I don't want this to be a waste. But people don't think about this because they're not reminded of it as often as maybe they should be.
Going back to the ancestor thing, life expectancy now, I believe, is like 75, 80 years old. Dude, a couple hundred years ago, it was maybe 40. Average
life
expectancy.
30, you were like old and
wise.
Yeah,
you were old. Yeah. So I think that plays a big factor in this, because we know, and this is the beautiful thing about, you know, living in the current age that we do, is we have all these modern technological advancements and medical advancements that we can live to be 80. That's beautiful. But it also, on the same topic, has convinced us that we have time. But that's never promised.
We also need to keep in mind that the older you get, the more your body starts shutting down. That becomes very evident around 30. Everyone always told me that. I didn't think it was true. I'm like, nah, I'm still going to be killing it when I'm 30. I swear to God, as soon as I hit 30, my whole body started to hurt.
Fuck, I've got 4 more months.
You got 4 more months, buddy.
To my life. I got 4 months to get all this shit done before I start deteriorating.
But that's the thing, is we can work around that. We can start taking care of ourselves. And that's why any time is better than none. To start lifting weights, to start being active, to start eating the right foods. That is why people don't get started with that. One of the many reasons, but I think that is the biggest one, is they're like, oh, I'll get started tomorrow. Each day that you put off what you should be doing, that what you know you should be doing, you're falling further behind. Everything that we do is to set future us up for success. Every action that we take. We need to be looking out for our future self. It doesn't matter if something is uncomfortable right now. And that's why we avoid it. Oh, I don't really feel like doing that right now. Well, if this is going to set future you up for success, then you have an obligation. You have a responsibility to do it right now. Because future you is going to suffer a lot more because you are being fucking lazy and not doing what you know you needed to do. You weren't taking the necessary action to set yourself up for success. And it's because of what you were saying. Oh, well, I got plenty of time. I got plenty of time. It's going to be here before you know it. And then the longer that you wait, the harder it's going to be. I was just reading the study the other day, and it was talking about the amount of movement that you take on a day-to-day basis regarding walking and stuff like that is directly impacted to how you will be able to move when you're 60, 70 years old.
I can attest to that fully.
Someone
with my healthcare experience.
Right.
Like I had, dude, it was heartbreaking, but I had seen 30-year-olds with feeding tubes and tracheostomies, breathing tubes, not based around their diagnosis. It was based around their lifestyle choices. And then a room next door, I've had 100-year-old patients. They get up out of bed and walk. It put things into a very drastic perspective for me. And kind of going back to that fear on your deathbed as a driving force, I've seen it. I've seen people facing death, and you could tell by their spirit how they felt about it. You would see people fighting tooth and nail to stay alive, which you should, but it was because they didn't live a life that they were happy with and proud of. And then you saw on the flip side, people who embraced it, people who looked at their last days with just pure joy and happiness because they lived a life where they knew they made an impact and that they did the best they could here.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying the podcast and you want to represent Norse on a daily basis and let people know what you stand for, you can go to our website and check out the clothing collection. And if something catches your eye, use the code PODCAST15 to save 15% on your order. These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. Who do we want to become? What do we want our future to look like? Are we taking the action right now to make that a reality moving forward? Because eventually you will have to face the consequences if you're not doing it. We need to take life seriously. We need to view it with appreciation and gratitude. And we need to make sure that we are doing what needs to get done. It doesn't matter if it's uncomfortable. It's a little unpleasant. Your life is so damn easy right now compared to the rest of history. The things that you consider to be difficult are not difficult. You are not fighting for survival on a day-to-day basis. The least you can do is go into the gym, go hiking, eat the right foods, take care of your body, feed your mind good, positive things, take care of your family, take care of your friends, create art, create something worthwhile. That's what is important. And the reason that we don't think like that is because of society. It's because of modern culture. Modern culture wants you to believe that this is what's important. Working. Retirement. Retirement may never come. Living for retirement is a terrible way to live because you don't know if that's going to happen or not. Working is important, but working is just a means of survival. We have a company. We don't have to work for some corporation or anything like that, which is amazing. This company means everything to me, but it doesn't stop me from doing the other things I know I need to get done. And I know a lot of business owners that fall into that trap as well. They don't work out. They eat like shit. They don't spend time with their family. I know for a fact that yes, whenever I'm 80 years old and I'm looking back and I look at Norse, I'm going to be very proud of what we accomplish. But I also know that what's going to be more important is, was I taking care of myself? Was I spending time with my daughter? Was I doing things that I enjoyed for myself? Ask yourself these questions. What do you think the older you is going to think? Are they going to be proud of themselves? Are they going to be lying there in their last moments being like, hell yes, I lived life. That's the ultimate goal. Did you live life? Not just exist, but actually thrive. Make something of yourself. Provide to humanity. Help other people. That is the whole purpose. To live and to help. If you are doing those things, it was successful. But if you are neglecting yourself at any point, you're setting yourself up for failure. So to kind of wrap this conversation up, I want to give everyone a homework assignment. I want you to sit down by yourself, no distractions, take out a piece of paper and start writing down everything that you want to accomplish. Don't think about it, just start writing. Then I want you to take a step back and look at that list. Choose three things that you can accomplish within the next 6 months and start taking action on those things. The timeline there isn't what we need to be focused on. That is just a reasonable expectation. I can probably do this in the next 6 months. Okay, cool. I'm going to get started on this now. If it doesn't happen in 6 months, it doesn't matter because you're working towards it. But we need to have a sort of deadline in place because that's the end goal. That's the destination that we're going. But I'm serious about this. Sit down, write out everything that you want to accomplish. Put your heart into it. Find three things and then take action on that. And then once you accomplish those three things, take another look at that list. Make a new list if you want because you change as an individual. Your priorities are going to change as well. And that's completely fine. We just need to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing for this chapter in our life. Remember that you are writing a book. This book is about you. What do you want that book to look like? It's up to you. You are the author of your own story. Make it absolutely triumphant. Make it glorious and live life to the absolute fullest because death is coming and you do not want to be on your deathbed with any sort of regret.
One thing I do want to add to this is a perspective shift. Switch your perspective from having a fear of death to accepting it. And don't allow yourself to get caught into the trap of going at 1,000 miles per hour every day of your life to the point where you don't live it.
That's the balance.
One of the secrets to a happy, long, fulfilled life is presence. The more present you can be, the more you can expand your time here. Living life in the moment. And you have to do that while continuing to move forward. But do not drive yourself into the ground without experiencing life just because you are scared to die.
It's avoiding distractions. We need to cut out distractions. Whenever Cody says being present, we're not talking about just sitting there with your eyes closed in meditation, trying to block out your thoughts. It's being fully present with whatever task you are doing. If you're working, great. Be focused on that work. If you're spending time with your family, spend time with your family. Put away the phone. If you're on a hike, be present in nature. Take in everything around it. Take in the world. Take in life. Take in what is happening right now. We don't always need to be living in the future. We most definitely do not need to be living in the past. We need to make sure that what we are doing in this moment is setting future us up for success, and we need to enjoy what we are doing. And I promise you, if you are working towards something fulfilling, something that you know you need to do, yes, it is going to be difficult to get started. But once you start catching momentum, there is no better feeling than knowing that you are doing your best for yourself, that you are living life to its fullest. And the way that we do that is by making our plan of attack, deciding what do we want to accomplish? What do we want our story to look like? And then start taking action on it. There's going to be days when you're fired up and you're just all in on this. And then life's going to kind of get in the way. You're going to have to deal with some difficulties. You're going to wake up. You're not going to have motivation. We have to get back to it as much as possible. We don't beat ourselves up. Oh, I didn't really do that much today. Maybe you just need to recharge. That's okay. But you can recharge in a way that is beneficial. That way you can build that fire back up and keep moving forward. But that's why we talk about goals so often. The goal isn't necessarily the accomplishment. The goal is working towards something, improving yourself. And then while you're improving yourself, you're living life. The opposite is just existing. I go to work, I come home, I watch TV, I go to bed, I wake up, I repeat that cycle. That's not living life. We want to actually be involved. We want to be active participants in life, not just a spectator. Make your list, choose three things, start taking action on it. Reach out to me and Cody on Instagram. You can find me at Andrew Cliff Lewis. Cody, how can they find you?
Cody_Whitley.
I'll put it in the show notes as well. Reach out to us in 6 months. Actually, reach out to me now. Tell me what you're going to accomplish. And then follow back up in 6 months and let me know how it's going. Did you accomplish the mission? If not, that's okay. Are you working towards it still? We're here for you. Good luck. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Norse Mentality. This podcast is a byproduct of Norse Fitness. We make clothing, fitness accessories, supplements, and other tools to help you reach your true potential. If you're interested in grabbing something for yourself, you can go to norsefitness.co and use the code podcast15 to save 15% on your next order.